came alive. I got a cross to heal.
Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Love Live, Ruach Remnant Reality Radio. Good evening, Layla Tov, everybody, and welcome. That was Crowder with Run Devil Run to kick off RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections. The nightly doers of the word, love fellowship gathering, where inquiring minds ask, were we in the Ruach HaKodesh tonight? Or today, or were we in our own yucca flesh? I am Scribe, President of Emulators MC, Shalayach of Ahava, and your Yajay for the evening. Let's get to it. We start each podcast at 7:07 Pacific, 9:07 Central, and 10:07 Eastern, going from left to right. Hallelujah. We start at the left coast, and we move to the center, and, well, actually, I guess we got two left coasts, but you get the idea. If you'd like to join the call, just dial 727-731-3257. No access code necessary. Again, that number is 727-731-3257, and you're in. If you're new, welcome. We hope this resonates with you and you keep coming back. If you're not new, well, apparently it resonated with you and you kept coming back. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Marissa, if you are ready, could you read for us the warning? Hallelujah.
Am I on mute?
You are unmuted.
All I heard was warning, so I'm assuming that was for me to read. Warning, damaged souls, damaged hearts, crushed spirits, who you see here, what you hear here, when you leave here, let it stay here. Transform recovery is the refuge, the healing place, the hospital for the heart, the sanctuary for the soul, a warm, friendly environment was created for caring, compassion, and love to be realized. No plastic people here. We keep it real. We invite you to do the same. Open up, share your in-depth testimonies, your fiery trials, and your tough temptations. Holding our past inside is poison to our souls. Sharing our issues openly reveals that which has been hiding in darkness is to be brought out to its marvelous light. It exposes the accuser, it loosens the liar, and it lessens the load. The freedom to feel you can safely open up in these fellowship groups is vital. You're under no surveillance, and transformed out is not connected to any law enforcement agency. You're not being set up as one for any type of failure here. No incarceration, no mental institution, but for you to find your new exciting life as one in your new Yafam, as a new creation. We are not an anonymous fellowship group like other 12-step programs. Rather, we are outreaching and promotional in an effort to reach the lost on purpose. Although we are not anonymous, we are very confidential. Opening up as a group is not to put out your bad business, but to put out the solution. We in Transform Recovery have come to understand that people will attend our love fellowship groups from all walks of life. People from every color, race, gender, and background imaginable. Newcomers will come into our groups extremely worldly, fleshly, broken people. They may be homeless or helpless, hungry, hurting souls who have no idea what to do. The amount of family dysfunction, soul sickness, and actual abuse, whether sexual, mental, physical, or emotional, will vary from person to person. Some may be heavily sedated on prescription drugs, may have even used earlier today. It's very hard to help someone who is intoxicated. So we encourage anyone attending that is used today to please speak with the Transformer after the gathering. We are aware that some are suffering severely and are hurting over things that might be quite graphic and horrific in nature. We want you to know that you're in the right place. You're safe here. We learn to listen with the utmost sensitivity to each other's circumstances, one's scars, one seemingly impending doom of a jail sentence, a repossession of a car, a home foreclosure, one struggling with homelessness, or even a house fire, where all personal possessions were lost. Some may be struggling with hunger, poverty, sickness, dereliction, degradation, the death of a loved one, sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse, physical abuse, even torture, and or extreme bodily harm, etc., etc. The list of potential hurts and pains is as endless as addictions, idols, false gods, and sins. We encourage you to patiently and respectfully listen to each person's share, empathetically understanding that some may be understandably quite rough around the edges. Their language may be offensive, as they may not have learned yet to communicate properly without street talk, cursing, swearing, or lascivious talk. We ask you to long suffer with those who are still working on perfecting their potential dysfunctional, drug-damaged, or destroyed abusive character. We ask, as you share, to refrain from any inappropriate speech. We all must be sensitive to where each person may be. Some may have never even opened up the word before and have no clue who our Messiah Yeshua is, let alone Yahweh or the Ruach HaKodesh. We can never assume that everyone is at the same place in their relationship with the Creator. Some may not know Him at all, and some may have had, in fact, bizarre church experiences whereby the spirit of love was pursuing them, but yet could not receive that love, or may have rejected Yahava as He's trying to save them. We cannot possibly begin to stop or censor or filter anyone sharing. There's a saying that truly applies and transforms. We cannot become so heavenly minded that we have no earthly good. Staying relatable will assist us greatly in working set apart scriptures, step 12, which is essentially helping others grasping the standards of leadership set forth for transformers in the sacred scriptures.
Was that a pass back, Marissa?
Hallelujah, yes.
All right, let me know next time, would you? Hallelujah. All right, we're going to move into our Ahava offering, the love offering. This offering goes to support our radio and prison ministries, our Faith Paper Farms, Houses of Worship, and our Yahability ministries, as well as anything else the Ruach HaKodesh is instructed by Yahweh to put on our to have us head into. So, that being said, there is favor, there is kavod, there is attention given to those that rightly give as instructed by the word. All the personalities on this line that you hear are marketplace ministers. We all have our own businesses. While teachers are do their pay, in fact, do double their pay, according to Scripture, we do not draw salary from the ministry because the salary goes to help the hurting, homeless, the heartbroken, the helpless, the recovering, the fresh out of prison. That's what Yah's instruction meant when he says in Malachi 3:8, bring all the tithe into my store, into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now with this, says Yahweh of hosts, whether I will not open the storehouse, or whether I will not open the windows of Shamayim for you and pour out a Baruch Atah until there is no sufficiency of room to store it. That's where it's supposed to go. It's supposed to go to be an encouragement, a hand out, a hand up, not just a hand out, to those that are in need. Yeah, it actually calls out as people. That was Malachi 3:10. Verse 8 says, will man rob Elohim? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, and what have we robbed you? In the tithe and the offering. So this is something that Yah is pretty serious about. This is the one area that we are allowed to test him. Yah says, come to me with an open heart, with open hands, with a grateful heart, with a giving ruach. Be happy about what you do. And then it will be acceptable. It'll be more acceptable. Whether it's a widow's mite or a full 10% or whatever you're able to do, consider it a love offering. Offer it up to Yahweh and see what he can do with it. And then see if he will not pour it back to you as a brukhata for your obedience and your trust. Because let's face it, he gives us the strength to create wealth anyway. It's all his anyhow. So there are many verses in Scripture that are examples of giving. Abraham gave to Melchizedek, the king of Salem. He would not take from the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah before they burned, because he would not have them saying of him that they made Abraham rich. He wouldn't even take a shoelace or a sandal hatchet. There is a level of righteousness that in trusting Yah we rise to out of instruction. And Yah, like a father, wants to berachot his children who will give righteously, kind of like an allowance. One thing is for certain is you cannot outgive Yahweh. Many have tested this. Many have proven it to be accurate. Many have seen it bear fruit in more ways than you can imagine. And Yahweh is glad when it happens. So if you don't want to miss out on a brukhata, and you feel what you're hearing here has been a better hope to you, consider doing it again. Throw us a love offering. Know that it will go into and for ministry purposes. You can do that by going to give.yahweh.love, or you can mail a check or money order to P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85082, or you can text 77777 to 44321. Again, that's give.yahweh.love, Love Inc., P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85082, or you can text 77777 to 44321. Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, we pray for those that do honor your call to give, that are obedient in their giving, Abba Yah, that your storehouses could be full, that you would pour out such a brukhata upon them that it surprises them, that they see the changes not only in their spiritual walk, they're in their ruach walk, in their walk with you, in their intimacy with you, but that they also see it in their bank account, that they see it in their job promotion or, you know, business growth, whatever the situation may be, however you want to pour it back out to them. You own the cattle on 1,000 hills, Yah, and the diamonds under those same hills, and the oil under those diamonds. So Abba, however you want to increase, that's your right. And we thank you for it. We just pray that those that do give also receive with open hearts and open minds. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, and amen. Again, as I said before, let me introduce myself. My name is Scribe, or Scott. I've been called many other things, some of which are not repeatable on the line. I am a Shliach of Ahava. I am president of the Emulators Motorcycle Ministry, possibly one of the only Torah-based motorcycle congregations out there. And we just pray for increase over that. Not because we're something special, but because he is so unique so worthy of esteem, so worthy to be praised. I just thank him for using me in that capacity. I can't wait to see what he does in and through me to expand it. And we give him all the kavod, all the praise. Wasn't a bad day. It was a day today. I'm not exactly sure how to put it. Wasn't the day I would have preferred. Probably should have spent more time praying than I did. I don't know why I didn't. I don't have an excuse. There is no justification for not doing it. It just wasn't my best day. I will have to work on that tomorrow. But I know that Yah has not left me, and I am grateful for that. I am grateful for the line. I'm grateful for those on the line. I'm grateful for Love Inc. and Love Life Rock Remnant Reality Radio. I am grateful for my salvation. I'm grateful for my mishpacha, from Kim, Greg, Corey, to Marissa, Roxanne, Yami, Stephen Shipley. The list goes on and on. Those I haven't even met yet. I'm grateful for extended family. And I just pray that Yah continues to do what he does as well as he does to these calls. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Whoever would like to introduce themselves next and share a bit of their list of 77 thankful things, that would be fantastic.
Hi, I'll go ahead.
All right, I'll let you two ladies fight it out. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Marissa.
It looks like, okay, then I'll just go then. If that's, I am Marissa, and I'm overcoming some areas in my recovery, as well as still trying to figure things out in this lot of things that are sometimes difficult, but it's something to pray about as well. And so I am thankful for my family, as well as my little one, and for Aiden. I'm thankful for that Yami's on and that she's an overcomer. And thankful for for today. It wasn't a terrible day, so I'm thankful that we were able to have the sunshine and have the warm weather as we're preparing for the summertime coming. I'm thankful for what we do have, and that we're not lacking anything. So I'm thankful that Yahweh always is our provider. Hallelujah. I'll pass with that, Yami.
Okay, it's Yami, and I'm glad to be.
Yami, are you still there?
Oh, I started talking and my phone muted itself. That's not fair. Well, anyhow, I am grateful to be here tonight. I'm grateful that Yah does not leave us in darkness or let fear overcome us, because he raises the standard up against us and he takes the blinders off our eyes so we can see that the enemy is beat. He's already been chopped down to the real size he is by our Messiah. And I am very grateful that I can overcome anything, because nothing is impossible with Yahweh. So I'll pass. Thanks.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. We are going to actually, Yami, while I've got you on the phone, while you're on the line, could you go ahead and pray clear the line for us?
I sure will. I will do your will, Father. And so I submit myself to the Ruach so I can pray aright. Thank you for letting us all be on vessels of honor, that your Ruach can be in us and cause us to do our very best, cause us to be something beautiful and something good. And you understand all our confusion. So you even had the rose word written so that we can be able to do your will in this life and be a vessel that carries love, because the job of the Ruach is to spread that love abroad, and he uses us. So we give you honor, glory, thanksgiving, and as we look at what the word you give us today is, and how we line up with that word, let us see truth, and let us stand up for truth and not believe the lies and cast them down. In the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. We are going to go to our Kodesh steps real quick and get that going. But if y'all want to look up in your Kippah HaKodesh, your set apart writings, your Kodesh writings, your instruction books, Psalm 4:4-5. We will be going to that in a minute. Kodesh Step 10. RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections is an examination of yourself weighed against every aspect of a perfect walk, a perfect life modeled after the perfect person, Yeshua Messiah. Studying set apart scriptures seriously is one of the greatest ways to go through each. I did it again. Studying Kodesh scriptures seriously is one of the greatest ways to go through each Kodesh scripture step thoroughly, so that nothing is missed in the Yah development of the new you. A great suggestion for a successful, orderly, transformed recovery love fellowship gathering format is to study in oneness each of the listed Kodesh writings for each sacred script, for each set apart Kodesh scripture step. As an example, simply pick a weekly, biweekly, or every other day, or even every day love fellowship gathering at the appointed time for your love fellowship group to meet. The format you develop will dictate the length of time for each LFG. Activation of numerous small, intimate study groups is definitely going to take an army of servant leaders to step up, pun intended. Love fellowship gatherings don't need to be broadcast on Love Live or Ruach Remnant Reality Radio, nor does it need to be recorded. but to generate support from multiple locations, the virtual Love Fellowship Gathering can work in conjunction with your local LFG. Step 10 is an activation step that activates the other set-apart steps. Once we have taken some level of action on any set-apart step, we must, on any Kodesh step, we must set up, or we must monitor our progress through the process of our own Yah development, recording Yali actions daily and or even fleshly actions gives us a way of reflecting on our behaviors, good or bad, never for condemnation, but rather for conviction from the Ruach. This check by Yah, love from within, leads us into Teshuva, change, or the way Yeshua to transform positively out of an old pattern of thinking, a stronghold or even wronghold, into a new pattern of thinking, a Yahol. A paradigm is defined by Noah Webster as a philosophical and theoretical framework of a scientific school or discipline within which theories, laws, and generalizations, along with the experiments performed in support of them, are formulated. Noah Webster, the ultimate wordsmith, had the Kodesh writings in English literally memorized. While in the world, before coming to our understanding of transformation made available by Love, Inc., through Transformed Recovery, our paradigms were definitely influenced by ones misleading us through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Messiah. From Colossians 2:8, by Shaul the Shliach. Colossians 2:8, watch that there not be one misleading you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to the Messiah. Books of Love, or Ahava, Yahuwah Yahweh, or I Am That I Am. On that note, we are going to take a quick break so we can get into a little bit of meditation real quick before we move through. This is Anchor, also by Crowder. Hallelujah.
For anyone battered, for any heart shattered, anyone sinking down, hold on, hold on. For all of the sinners, for the weary and weathered, gone and tossed, hope is lost, hold on, hold on. There's an anchor in the rage of the storm, and the walls are closing in, and the darkness all alone, just praying for the daylight, peace for the soul. There's grace for the morning, when you feel like letting go. There's an anchor. There's an anchor. To all who have faltered, there is an altar. Bring your plea on bended knee. Bow down, bow down. All you sons and daughters, run to the Father. You're not too far from open arms. Come home, come home. 'Cause there is an anchor in the rage of the storm. When the walls are closing in the darkness all alone, just praying for the daylight, peace for the soul. There's grace for the morning, when you feel thank you. just a touch. You call me, just a whisper. You love me without judgment. You hold me, no one ever has known me. You made me. There's an anchor holding time in its hand, a rock you can stand on, a mercy without end, oh, a love that's eternal. For all our sins, a king that is coming, the great I am. He is the anchor. Oh, he is the anchor. Oh, he is the anchor. He's the anchor of my soul. He is the anchor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is our anchor. That is without question. If you've got your Kippe HaKadosh open to Psalm 4:4-5. Let me know. Hallelujah.
I'm not out of the car yet.
Okay.
I'll listen.
All right. Hallelujah. Good enough. Marissa, are you there?
I'm getting there.
All right. Well, while you're getting there, you can read it later. I'm gonna go ahead and read it. That way you can have it. You can hear it when you find it. You can read it on your own.
Which one is it? Hallelujah. Psalms 4.
Psalm 4-5. Psalm 4, 4 and 5.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay, Psalm 4 and 5. From King David. Tremble and do not sin. Speak within your own heart on your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yami, would you be willing to pray over the reading, hearing, and obeying and understanding of Yah's word tonight, please?
Father, thank you that you give us eyes to read your word, and you give us the ruach to understand what you're saying, and then you cause us to be doers of what you plant in us as the seed grows. Father, you provide fruit on the tree of the word, on the seeds that were planted. And we pray that that the seeds that grow into fruit are nourished and well taken care of and become a beautiful ornament to draw others to your way of living, and to recognize that love is the answer. And Yah, you are love. So take over, Ruach, and let the words that we're looking at reveal to us where we're at And if we do need tweaking, help us to submit to that change. And if we're okay, help us to rejoice and magnify you, for you have kept us for your name's sake. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Okay, one more time. Tremble and do not sin. Speak within your own heart on your bed and be still. Selah. New Testament puts it that we're supposed to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And I think that's what David is getting at here as well, that we need to revere Abba Yah once he's been revealed to us. And you know, that trembling, there should be an emotional impact. There should be an extreme awareness that takes over us as we come into his presence. There shouldn't be, as far as the doubt goes or the sin goes, there should not be anything that we take with us into our prayer closet that is unclean, that is sinful, that is wrong, unless we're repenting of it. Unless there's teshuva going on. I mean, if we're truly sorrowful, that doesn't even sound right when I'm saying it, but I know what I mean. I think you do too. So I'm just going to go with it. If we are truly full of sorrow for the sin in our life, then how we express it to Yah in asking for teshuva and forgiveness and repentance, it shouldn't surprise us that you know, our bodies shake, okay? We are in the presence of the Almighty Elohim. We are in the presence of Yeshua, and loss of, you know, some type of physical expression of fear is to be expected and understood. I mean, when you're in the presence of that kind of power, when you are in the presence of Yahweh Almighty, that presence is going to do something to our physical being. That nearness is going to do something to us. It's almost like starting an engine. You turn the key, everything works the way it's supposed to, and you get that first shutter. When the cylinders start firing, there's that little bit of rocking there, and it keeps going once it's firing. Once that engine is running, you can feel the vibration. Now, trembling and vibration are not, by any stretch of the imagination, the same thing, but they are close. They could be connected in this context, because let's face it, it was Abba Yah that breathed life into us. He started our heart, even if we are distanced from him as we come back, that engine of ours may begin to do things that we don't anticipate in his presence. And that's okay. But do not willingly commit sin while you are in that situation, while you're in his presence. Do not go into it with sin. Whatever you need to, repent of it before going in. Now, yes, you're in his presence anyway, but I think you understand what I'm saying. Speak within your own heart. Yahweh resides within. Once we've accepted him, once we've accepted Yeshua, he resides within our hearts. So we can speak to him as though he's there. It doesn't have to be out loud. Out loud doesn't do any harm. But as you're resting, as you're closing your eyes to sleep, there is no harm in speaking to Yahweh. He will hear. He will hear, and he will minister to us in our subconscious state, because he's given us that rest to be restored, to be rejuvenated for the next day, provided it's his will that we have it. Verse 5 says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in Yahweh. And, you know, the sacrifices of righteousness are many. And, you know, for whatever reason, in my heart today, I was not able to connect with them as fully as I would have liked to. And I got stuck in a place of not knowing what to do next. When it was time to go to work, I don't know what happened. I don't know how it happened. I don't know where it comes from. I don't want it anymore. But I know the only way out of it is prayer and then action. Offering a sacrifice of righteousness requires action. I can pray all I want that my prayers as oral sacrifices, that my life, that my studies are righteous, that my applications be righteous. But if I don't act on what I'm praying, if I don't trust Yah enough to take me to that next place, to make that next move, then is it really a sacrifice of righteousness? Ephesians 4:26 should be familiar to everybody. It says, be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And 27 says, and do not give the devil a chance. Now, that could be applied or understood a couple of different ways. Yes, of course, it could be applied to interpersonal relationships, without question. We are going to rub shoulders with people, and people might get under our skin a little bit. That's going to happen. Okay. Yes, this verse is speaking, or Ephesians 5 is actually speaking, I'm sorry, Ephesians 4:26 is speaking of that. It's not discounting that or disregarding that. But there are other things that we go through that could elicit anger from us, such as our own behaviors towards tasks that we could do, should do, and should already have done consistently and been better at and gotten better at. If we ask for further direction, that is an offering of righteousness. That's a sacrifice of righteousness. It's a desire to trust Yah further, and is expressed in, you know, as expressed in our prayer life. It just is. There is no standing still. There's no standing still in Yahweh. There's no floating. If there's character traits that we need to get rid of, you know, this would be a good time to do it. This is preparation to have these defects, my defects, removed so that I can work beyond them. I've got to quote Dan Bongino. I don't know if any of you know him. He's a conservative talk show host. And he mentioned something today that actually struck a chord. It says, we live two lives. we actually live two lives. We live the life we were given before we acquired the knowledge that we're seeking to apply. And then we live a life after that knowledge is applied, after that information is absorbed. And he's not wrong in that statement. I can see that here because, you know, the first life is could be considered pre-transformation. The second life is post-transformation. And actually, it's not post because the transformation has not been completed. Once we understand the need to transform, and we desire that transformation, it's an ongoing process until Yah calls us home. So, hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, I just pray that this was the message that you had the Ruach give through me tonight. I pray you were honored. I pray that you were esteemed through it. And Abba, if there's any questions, please have those that are listening right now seek it out for themselves. David was a far wiser man than I was, as was Solomon. Psalm 4, 4 and 5, it's short, it's to the point. The rest of the chapter, there's only 8 verses. It says, to the chief musician for stringed instruments, a psalm of David, answer me when I call, Elohim of my righteousness. You gave room to me in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, when shall my kavod before a reproach? Will you love vanity? Will you run after a lie, Selah? But I know that Yahweh has put aside the righteous for himself. Yahweh hears when I call him. Tremble and do not sin. Speak within your own heart on your own bed. Speak within your own heart on your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in Yahweh. Many are saying, who will make us see any good? O Yahweh, lift up the light of your face on us. You have given gladness in my heart more than in the time their grain and their wine grew. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Yahweh, make me dwell in safety. And while we focused on verses 4 and 5, the rest of the other 6 verses finish the story and are completely necessary because it is obedience to 4 and 5. That make that peace and that sleep available to us. That's the do. The do is in verses 4 and 5. So that we can rest in Yahfidence as we close our eyes to slumber, as we close our eyes to regenerate and refresh. Abba knows what he's doing. I'm just so grateful that he does. Hallelujah. If anybody has anything else or has something they would like to add to the commentary, or you know what their thoughts were on it, how these verses affected their day, the line is open. Hallelujah.
It's Yami. My thoughts are, I remember when I asked my Messiah in my heart to be my friend. I knew nothing about him as creator. And he met me where I was at. And he was my very best friend. He would let me see the answer. So in that friendship, I learned that I could pray. I didn't even know it was prayer. It was talking to him, I thought, because I wasn't a person that was raised in all the church things. I was raised, you know, in a different kind of lifestyle until I moved with my grandma at about 12 and a half, 13. And then I learned about church. But I learned first how to communicate that this friend of mine would give me answers. I could talk things over with him, and that stayed with me. And then when I added on the way church operates, and I began hearing sermons, it was little bit dealt with fear there, and yet I had with him. I didn't fear the Savior, but I feared the Elohim, the Father. And even though they're both Elohim, you know, they're the mighty Creator, that they were all Father, Son, and Ruach were all involved in creation. So I was having the best friend I could ever have, who would let me sense when I wasn't in a safe place, and that meant protecting me from being sin and protecting me from being abused by the devil. So that was a, you know, good way to walk. And then when I was a little bit older, I had a key. I was teaching the 5-year-olds in Sunday school. And I had the experience in a church that didn't even be, I was seeking him with my whole heart, and I wanted to sing the song to him.
Yami, you're breaking up, hon.
Oh, boy. Maybe I have to plug it. Is this better? Better?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Good. So, so I was filled to overflowing with the Ruach. And I sang a song in tongues. That was my first experience. And then I went on from there. But what I learned that fits in with what we read tonight is that he has a way of letting us aware of evil and protecting us from it, making a way of escape. And he has a way of, in the feeling realm, to let us know when we're in a good place, when we're living the Torah, even when we don't know the Torah. Now, he wants us to learn the word, so we go by it. So how Yahweh did that for me was he had a scripture memorizing contest at Grandma's church, and I joined it. So I made sure I could pronounce the words right and memorize scripture. And before that, on the carnival, I would ask people to read something to me, and then I'd memorize that. So I'd have them read just a little, not a lot, and then I would remember and repeat it to continue to remember that scripture. So the word was working in me as I was given the opportunity to hear the word. And that's why I loved being in the presence of my friends. But my fear was towards the Father. And then he worked that out. That's another story I'll share sometime. But in his presence is definitely fullness of joy. And when we are going the wrong way, we can't feel his presence, although he's put angels in charge of us to protect us. We walk out of the safe place, and we lose that peace that passes all understanding. So today I seek and am aware if I don't have peace, I have to look at why. And his Torah has that problem take. He's got it. And he will lead us into all truth as he draws us to himself and connection through the Ruach, because we understand the word without the Ruach. Yes, you know, we're in need of no teachers, because the Ruach will teach us. The teachers and stuff are gifts that he gave to the body of believers so that we can learn more quickly, I guess, and more and be in agreement and supporting one another, because he didn't create us to be islands. We're created to go back and forth among each other and use the tools of love that he plants in us. So it is all about respecting what we hear from our best friends, and knowing he's, and learning him as a creator and as a master and as a builder, and allowing ourselves to fit where he plants us. And then life is able to give us everything we need, because we don't have to worry. We don't have to feel shame. We have to feel regret, like Scott, you were describing. I thought about and wept as when I looked at what my sin brought in my life and in the lives of others. And I don't want to hurt myself and others no more. So I need to, you know, keep my eyes upon my the Torah and read it and let it be planted and grow into a mighty tree that bears the fruit of its own kind, and we draw people to Yahweh, because this is all about Yah's people, and it's His will for all to be saved and come to the knowledge of who He is. So to know Him, I have to have that relationship, and I have to receive the counselor, teacher, the Ruach, and grow in the Ruachal realm. Learn how to live by the Ruach, not the flesh. So I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Marissa, do you have anything you'd like to share on these verses?
The 4 and 5. Tremble and do not sin. Speak within your own heart on your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in Yahweh. I know I always have to trust in Yahweh, and that's something I'm still striving towards, to always be able to trust Him no matter what. And it's always a process, but I know that it will. That it'll be okay the more that I lean into His understanding, my understanding of what He wants in my life for me. I know that I have to just keep my strength with Yahweh, and no matter what, to understand what He wants me to sacrifice and to keep on going in the right direction with Him. It's always a learning process too, as well as asking for His understanding. And for the discernment that he gives to me. Sometimes I feel like things are not always going in the right direction, or just not always in a good place sometimes. So it's sometimes stressful. So I just have to seek out what Yahweh wants for me, so I can have the best outcome in everything. I know that He has the best plans in place, and that's without a doubt that Yahweh is always the main source of my walk in my life. And there's times where sometimes it's frustrating, because I don't know why half the time what's going on, but I know that Yahweh knows what's going to happen. So just trust in what He wants is best for me, and just have to give it to Him in prayer. Well, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. we are going to tune in to Toby Mac, Love Broke Through, and when we come back, we will have our Just For Today reading as well as the Whatever Prayer. So, hallelujah. We will be back in about 5.
I called you Lord.
Found me in the darkness, wandering through the desert.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sorry about that. Was a little late getting back off the mute button. All right. June 20, 2022. JFTNA. Meditation for beginners. Now, somehow I can read better with my glasses off. For some, prayer is asking Yahweh's help. Let me start over. I'm sorry. For some, prayer is asking for Yahweh's help. Meditation is listening for Yahweh's answer. Quieting the mind through meditation brings an inner peace that brings us into contact with Yahweh within us. Be patient when you're learning to meditate. Many of us were told it takes practice to know what to listen for. We're glad someone told us that, or many of us would have quit after a week or two of meditating. For the first few weeks, we may have sat each morning, stilled our thoughts, and listened, just as the basic text said, but heard nothing. It may have taken a few more weeks before anything really happened. Even then, what happened was often barely noticeable. We were rising from our morning meditations, feeling just a little better about our lives, a little more empathy for those we encountered during the day, and a little more in touch with Elohim Yahweh. For most of us, there was nothing dramatic in that awareness. No bolts of lightning or claps of thunder. Instead, it was something quietly powerful. We were taking time to get our egos and our ideas out of the way. In that clear space, we were improving our conscious contact with the source of our daily recovery, Elohim Yahweh. Meditation was new, and it took time and practice. But like all the steps, it worked when we worked it. Just for today, I will practice listening for knowledge of Yahweh's will for me, even if I don't know what to listen for yet. Hallelujah. Marissa, are you ready?
Sure. Okay. Rejoice in Yahweh. Always again, I say rejoice. Let your humility be known to all men. Our Master is at hand. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and by petition with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to Elohim. And the peace of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Messiah Yeshua. Finally, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever pure, whatever lovely, whatever of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's any praise, think on these things. And what things you learned and received and heard and saw in me, practice these things. The Elohim of Shalom will be with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Marissa. When we come back, we are going to ask Yami to pray us out. And we just pray a Layla Tov over everybody, that you have a great night, that you come back to us tomorrow morning for Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare at 7:37 Eastern, 6:37 Central, 5:37 Mountain, and 4:37 Pacific, as is appropriate for whatever time zone you may happen to be in. Hallelujah. This is Light Shine Bright.
Light Shine Bright. Everywhere we go. Music for the people. Making music for the people. Light Shine Bright. Everywhere we go. Light Shine Bright. Everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. Music for the people. Making music for the people. Reflect the sun, cut like precious diamonds, with colors by the millions. This is the only world we know, and for now this rental's our home. If we gon' be a reflection, gotta make this dirt rock glow. Just so you know.
Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music
in the city might be more than pretty pretty. That freaky shine might be more than meets the eye. Anytime you see the sparkle in the dark, you might look deeper, deeper. It might be more than simply fear. Yo, that smile might be joy that's connected to the spirit. The spirit might be contagious. If you dare, you take a mirror. I remember, can't forget. He said you can't second guess. Sparkle as the light reflects. We write and pay it forward checks.
Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people making music for the people. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, Jesus, music everywhere.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yami, would you like to close us out in prayer, please?
Hallelujah. So, Father, as we lay our heads down this week, we thank you that you keep us. We thank you that we've learned a little bit more because the seeds were planted from our ears to our heart, and we pray the soil's good. Thank you that you keep the soil good, and you cause us to have a life worth living. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Well, this is Shaliah Scribe saying, Leila Tov for Love Live Ruach Remnant Reality Radio's RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections. We will see you all tomorrow. Go with Yah. Shalom. Rest in peace. And hopefully we will talk to you all tomorrow. We are out.